Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Venabil. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Guy Szolarts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Pettini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Hargesheimer. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Hargesheimer. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargesheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargesheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Evans reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Hargesheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargesheimer strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Office moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 1 in the game. Venable takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Venable. Spear reaches second base with a double. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, Expos. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts is 0 for 1 in the game. Szolarts bunts towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Joe Pettenai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettenai is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettenai strikes out. Two outs. Alan Hargesheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargesheimer is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargesheimer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Office hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Office moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Office scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Venabil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettenai scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gullickson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball four. Gullickson moves to second. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Szilard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Offis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from May and he is safe. Carter steals second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear is walked intentionally. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gullickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain pinch hits for Guy Szilards. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain hits a fly ball into right field. Offis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bourgeois pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Chris Bourgeois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourgeois is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Braining now pitching. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Joe Pettini now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braining fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pettini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dawson is hit by the pitch. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Venabil hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.